Hello, and welcome to Ag Tech Talk, where we look at the agricultural advances shaping the future of the crop industry. I'm your host, Dan Jacobs, Senior Editor with Agribusiness Global. Today, we're talking with Ian Harley, CEO and co-founder of Traction Ag, a web-based farm management software that helps end users manage their relationships across the supply chain.
First of all, why don't we just start with tell me about, a little about who you are and you know, a little bit about the company. Give me your 30-second elevator speech, as they call it.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Ian Harley. I'm CEO of Traction Ag. We started the company along with two co-founders in the spring of 2020. We all have a kind of 25-year history in ag tech. Companies like FarmWorks, Trimble, and Granular are all in my past. So been servicing farmers across the world, really, with ag technology to better manage their business.
Great. Where are you located?
Auburn, Indiana, which is the northeast corner of Indiana. We have a team of about eight here amongst a total team currently of 16.
Okay, terrific. All right. So the product you're releasing, or you mentioned, I shouldn't say releasing because it's already out, but you mentioned some seed funding. Can you talk a little bit about what you announced today?
Yeah, the company was originally founded and supported by what you'd call a friends and family round. So it was really the team and about eight or nine grower investors who chose to invest in Traction and get us started. And we were very pleased with that. What this round now is to further expand that capital availability. So we've partnered with Hageman Investments, who are a farm-based private family office from Indianapolis. Alos Ventures, who are a well-respected and long-term tech investor, again, based in Indianapolis, and Elevate Ventures. And the capital they've provided is really to grow and expand both the features and functionality of the application and our customer sales and success team, because we see the company really being of two pillars, the technology, of course, being very important, but it's also important to be very engaged with your customer base and provide that sales and support success help so that they get the best value from the application.
Okay. So specifically what we're talking about here is an accounting software that is focused on agriculture. Why is that specific? Why is that important? Why can't you just grab something off the shelf that, you know, is accounting software?
Yeah, our focus is row crop producers in the Midwest, and typically they're kind of mid-range, 2,000 to 5,000 acres. You know, we're aspirational to service that complete spectrum of growers, but their initial release was a cash accounting application, and that was appropriate for that scale of farmer. We've since extended the functionality, and by this year end, we'll have full accrual accounting with things like market value, balance sheet, and accounts payable. But really, the answer to your question is there's a great deal of complexity in farm accounting. It's often a multi-year profit center business, so you can imagine a growing crop. It's carried over a year end. So you have growing crop inventory at year end, you have harvested crop inventory at year end. And what's important is reconciling all of that accounting data back to your job costing, your field profit analysis, so that you can clearly identify your revenue and expenses per unit of production, per bushel typically in row crop, or per acre or per crop, and really drill down on that information at a field level. But have it all reconciled back to your actual accounting transactions. So at the same time, you're tracking your entity equity balance sheet so that you can manage your business for the long term.
Okay. I guess my next question is very similar to that. So the specific agricultural features, I guess, that make this, is this something that, like, you're saying that a sort of off-the-shelf solution is not able to do some of these things?
A non-ag-specific accounting application does not have the relationship between operational activity and financial activity to build out that field profit center analysis. So that's really the key. We're back to understanding your cost of production, understanding your margin per bushel. But there are specifics in agriculture. Often farmers have multiple entities, so they have multiple businesses that all interact. They could be landowning entities or contract hire entities, or their core farming operation entity. And they want to account for all of those as individual entities, but often they also want to aggregate that balance sheet and income statement together so they can reflect the performance of their entire farming operation. And Traction allows that multi-entity support and is unique in the modern web application in delivering that farm-specific functionality. Also, the key there, managing that harvested and supply inventory balances throughout the year in order that your average costs for those supplies are correctly reflected on your field profit center. And equally, when you sell your crop, that average cost of harvested sale is also appropriately reflected. There's also industry specifics like prepays, for example, which is kind of unique to agriculture, where farmers will prepay for supplies. And again, that's often not easy to track in a non-ag specific accounting application. And also on the payroll side, we have fully integrated digital payroll, which supports all the ag specific requirements like a 943 tax submission, for example.
Okay, terrific. You know, you mentioned in the press release that about agriculture's changing demographic. I think historically, you know, we talk about how, at least in the US, it's aging, you know, growers are getting older typically, but we're now starting to see that younger generation come in. Can you talk about how that changing demographic is, you know, as you see it fitting into your organization and your operation, your software solution?
Yeah, I mean, we see predictions of 25 to 40% consolidation in row crop producers in the Midwest over the next 5 to 10 years. Now, it may not be as aggressive as that, but there's no doubt that the grower who sees the financial management of their business as a competitive advantage, where they can make better decisions about land that they rent, sharecrop agreements that they enter into, machinery purchase decisions. We believe that it's those growers who are planning for the future and really setting up their farms for successful succession ultimately to the next generation, which is often the goal of a farming business. So Traxion aims to support that effective financial management of your farming operation. And I think the demographic shift is such that the next generation of growers will want the connectivity. They'll want an application that's, as I say, it's engaged with the ag digital ecosystem. So rather than having to manually key data, we have integrations for John Deere and Climate currently to get operational data. We pull in all your bank data via Plaid so that you're getting all your bank transactions integrated into Traxion. And in the future, those integrations will become increasingly important in other areas. So vendor invoices, scale tickets for harvest delivery. And again, these are all ag specifics that Traxion will focus on, providing that relationship with multiple partners. That's a key requirement of the modern grower.
We focus, you know, through our magazine primarily on crop inputs. You know, that's our main focus. And certainly, as you mentioned, row crops are, you know, big part of that. So what can an ag specific software, accounting software do? How might that affect a grower's crop input plans?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately we aim to deliver whole crop planning and budgeting. So the concept of being able to identify the acreages for the future in terms of crop mix, identify the plans and programs that you've previously used, and project out all of that supply inventory requirement, project out your purchasing needs, and project out your budget for the coming year, so you can identify that right through integrated with your accounting, so that your working capital is identifiable, your working capital requirement. And you're also going to plan then your prepays, of course, because that can be a very effective method of purchasing in advance effectively those crop inputs. So it's really throughout the growing cycle, Traxion supports the grower in making good decisions about those input purchase activities.
This is a cloud-based solution. I mean, it seems like everything is going towards the cloud right now. Why is that helpful?
Yeah, obviously access on any connected device. So we have an app running on phones to capture transaction detail. We can create field records on an iPad user interface, and obviously all the accounting in a web application. So really it's that team availability, and it encourages the ability for all the members of a farming operation team to engage with Traxion at appropriate points. And again, it's easier to collate the data that way. So individuals who are responsible for field operations collect that data. The accounting data can be entered as you charge your credit card at your local equipment supply store. You can take a picture of the receipt and that'll be captured into Traxion from your phone. But equally back in the office, then you can synchronize your bank or add transactions manually and collate all of that account register information in. So it's very much a team environment that you can deliver with a web application. And the second part of the advantage really is about that connectivity. It's very hard to maintain in this modern world effective connectivity with your partners if you're not truly a web application. So whether it's collecting data from John Deere or getting invoice data from a supplier or capturing your bank transactional data, a web interface just makes that functionality so much easier to deliver.
I imagine on a back end too, it's easier to update the software as opposed to then you don't have to send out a disk or an email to someone. You can just automatically upgrade the system, so to speak.
Yeah, we aim for a kind of monthly cadence of new feature releases. So we're about 30 months into our engineering schedule, and we've delivered a lot of functionality, full accrual accounting, payroll integrated, operational activity integrated into Traction. But we continue to have features that we aspire to deliver. So next year, we're working on a whole suite of operational functionality around that whole crop planning and budgeting, tank mixes, split crops, double crops, to make sure all of the, as it were, the uniqueness of agricultural accounting is effectively managed in Traction.
You started to answer my next question. Is like, can you talk about any of those things we're going to see the next with the next upgrade? Is it typically about a month, you said? There are new features added every month or so?
Yeah, generally we have something new coming each month, yep.
Terrific. And I think you talked about this a little bit earlier in our conversation, but specifically the $3 million, how is that money going to be used?
Yeah, to build out our engineering and product team. So we're currently about 8 in that team and really want to double that over the next 12 to 18 months so we can accelerate the functionality and the features that Traction has available within its application. So right from the core, the accounting is full accrual accounting, but there's a series of add-ons that can enhance that deliverable, whether it's contract grain contract tracking, for example, or grain marketing functionality, enhancements to the operational side in terms of reporting, working with your crop insurance provider so you can digitally report that information. Also the various government agencies, if you require digital submission, that's something we'll be looking to deliver in the future. So there's a whole host of ideas ahead of us.
Okay, terrific. There are certainly lots of things that growers have to deal with, regulatory issues, certainly the crop inputs that they purchase. Is this something that you see? I mean, is this gonna ever move beyond just accounting software into, management and operations kinds of solutions? And I guess tied to that, and I'm not sure this is a separate question or not, but so you have all this data. I mean, you have the software solution, but then, and all this information is collected and sort of input. And is there any way to say, hey, we're recommending we see you're spending a lot of money on this area, there's a way to reduce that? Or, I mean, is there advice involved in this in any way, shape or form? Is it strictly just a, here's the information, you figure out what to do with it?
Yeah, again, that's something we didn't really touch on when we talked about the value of a web application. But obviously that responsibility for a grower's data lies entirely with Traction, and that can be very easy for them then. They don't have to worry about backups or installing on separate computers or making sure that their data is valid. All of that's handled by us. But it's also very much the strategy of Traction that we're entirely dedicated to servicing our grower customers. So we don't today have any alternative business model for the use of that data. The only reason we collect your data is to provide the functionality and the service to the grower. But that's not to say in the future that perhaps growers will look to us to provide some kind of benchmarking information. So what is the average spend on fungicide in corn production in Illinois, for example? That's potentially something that we can help the growers make good decisions again by comparing those with their peer group in a state or in an area. With regards to an aspect of their operational management. So, I mean, we talk about accountancy software. We very much want to lead with that. We see that as a core requirement. You have to manage your balance sheet and your income statement, both initially for your taxes, but more effectively to manage your relationship with your lenders, for example, to give you that clear understanding of the financial performance of your business. But we already today have that fully integrated with the operational activity. So capturing all those field record details so that we're costing out each activity in the field, that's all part of Traction today. I think what we're working towards is greater functionality with regards to management of that activity. So work orders, for example, where a central management team can deliver and manage a group of operators effectively using a web application to track their activities and collect information from those operators. Yeah, there's certainly functionality that enhancements that we can look at there.
Where is this software available? Is it just the US or North America? Is it around the world?
Yeah, currently we're focused on row crop production in the Midwest of the USA. You gather from my accent, I'm originally from outside of the US, but very focused on the US today. That's not to say we don't have aspirations. Our previous company, it was actually my responsibility to do the business development outside of the Americas, and we sold our application in 25 countries in 20 different languages. So yeah, we have aspirations to grow, but you know, certainly I think you have to have a core focus initially, and the Midwest is it for us.
Any idea how many, I don't know if you can put a number on it, how many customers you have right now?
No, we've been tripling our customer base year on year for 2022, and we aim to do that again for 2023. I think for us, it's more about, you know, the customer value. Better to have a very focused group of customers that are really getting value from Traxion and seeing the impact that it has on their business management. We obviously are aspirational to scale, but we're going to scale in an appropriate way. This initial round of funding is to build out the full set of features and functionality we see a modern progressive row crop producer need. And then we will look to enhance our sales and success team in the future. So as we grow rapidly, we always maintain that same service level with our growing customer base.
Okay. Terrific. What else do we need to know?
That's a great question. I think the key thing for us in this investment round is the partnerships we've forged. The Hageman investment, obviously, Shane Hageman is a leading business leader in Indianapolis, managing a family office, but also managing a portfolio of agricultural investments across the USA for third parties, and also being a farmer himself, 7,000 acre row crop production in the Northeast. Don Aquilino also joining our board, and he's a very experienced tech investor with a great history of rapidly scaling tech companies successfully in software as a service business model, which is what Traxion is. So I'm just looking to draw on that expertise and that that added rigor and intellect on our board to really continue to grow Traxion.
You know, I didn't ask. I mean, the people that are providing the funding for this seed round here, forgive my ignorance here. How does that work? Do you seek out partners? Do they come to you? How did those relationships develop?
Yeah, actually, I've had a large number of people reach out to me interested in the mission that Traxion are engaged in, and they've identified the uniqueness of that accounting and operational combination and see it in conjunction with the payroll integration as a really valuable software tool for agricultural producers in the Midwest. And so really we've been, as it were, courting our investors, and we felt that Alos and Hageman and Elevate were just a great combination for Traxion to give us that management expertise and the solid capital base. But they were engaged for the long term. Agricultural is a generational business. We don't measure our success in months or quarters even, but often in generational success. And that's the perspective Traxion has, and also the perspective we needed our investors to have.
How long did this process take from the time you said, okay, we want to start this investment round, from that moment to this one where you sent out the press release talking about the seed funding? How long does that process take?
Yeah, really, it's been an iterative process from the time we started with our initial grower investors, who we were very grateful for, and the team who chose to invest. And as we started to scale the company, we recognized that the opportunity ahead of us was even bigger than we'd initially planned. So I guess it's been about 8 months. We've been looking to capitalize the company appropriately to scale for that growth opportunity.
Okay. Okay, I think I've asked all my questions. Again, are there any other thoughts, anything that we didn't address that you think would be important for people to know?
No, I think the focus of your magazine being in that input, and I would describe it as the retail chain, you know, we're very keen to establish partnerships with all of those who engage in the network of interactions that any grower has. And so, yeah, I guess my key thing would be if any of your audience are engaged with simplifying a farmer's life with regards to his transactional relationship with your business, yeah, Traxion are an open partner.
Terrific. Great. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ian, for your time and insights. For our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Traction Ag Solutions, visit their website at tractionag.com.